Unit 3. Gastronomy. Teru and Kazuo have been close friends in English class for years. Being a foodie, Kazuo has become a local food guide. Listen to their conversation and practice with a partner.
Hey, what's gastronomy? I mean, I learned that the city of Tsuruoka has joined UNESCO's Creative Cities Network in the field of gastronomy.
Well, gastronomy is often used to mean gourmet, but it can be used for a wide range of aspects related to food.
I don't quite understand. Could you please break it down for me?
Sure. It's not just about the food itself, it's also about how traditional dishes are rooted in the local area. Local eating habits, the way that foods are fished and farmed, even the ecosystem or terroir of a place.
If that's so, it can relate to many aspects.
If we look closely at any field of gastronomy, we can sometimes see that our culture, which we usually take for granted, is quite unique when looked at from a global perspective. For instance, one of the characteristics of our food culture is wild gastronomy.
Wild? It sounds like we are eating some pretty dreadful food, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We Japanese often pick wild vegetables in the mountains and fields other than the crops we grow. We also eat wild animals.
Speaking of which, I hear eating seaweed is also fairly rare across world cultures.
It's healthy and low in calories. Nowadays, people all over the world are increasingly health conscious, and seaweed is attracting attention as the perfect food to meet their needs. We even have insect-based dishes, like bee larvae and locusts.
I know! Some researchers say eating insects is one of the most viable sources of protein. I'd rather not try, though.
When I was in elementary school, the whole class used to go to the rice fields to catch locusts during school hours. There are still schools which serve locusts cooked in sweetened soy sauce called tsukudani for lunch.
Do they? Oh, that must be interesting.